The assumption that something of priority is automatically supported and preserved by others could cause that something of priority to become in danger real fast. Volunteer fire departments, which make up 76% of New Jersey's fire companies, don't always receive the funding that they need from the governing community bodies that they serve. The necessary dollars flow directly from you to your community's fire department. That's how that works. The lack of appreciation of that fact, combined with the amount of time some local volunteer fire departments have to spend on fundraising, that's created a few concerns. My first guest this morning joins us with the details of these challenges and what some of the possible solutions may be. He is the County Fire Marshal for Sussex County, New Jersey. We say good morning to Fire Marshal Virgil Rome.
Good morning, Chris. Thank you for having me.
And you can learn more about the Office of the Fire Marshal along with the other work of the Sheriff's Department for Sussex County at SussexCountySheriff.com. And I found a statistic that across the country since the 1980s, number of volunteer firefighters has been dropping by about 11%. Is that a situation pretty much parallel with what the county is experiencing? What's the state of affairs as far as keeping, maintaining, and maybe even more importantly, recruiting firefighters for volunteer companies in Sussex County?
Well, I think that number actually may be a little bit higher here in Sussex County. One of the remarkable statistics is that we've recently learned that the average age of a volunteer firefighter in the state of New Jersey has risen to 53. So that's the average age of a volunteer. There are other reasons why that 11% number may be higher is our proximity to the metropolitan area and the fact that many of our residents are commuters, so they don't have the time to dedicate to volunteering.
I mentioned in the intro how funding for the volunteer fire companies, which are the majority in Sussex County, and obviously with the statistics, 76%, the majority of wherever someone's listening to us in the state right now, has the funding always been directly from the community to the company, or in the past had the local governments been able to provide some or all the funding?
In the majority of cases, and I think it's almost all of the cases, the municipalities actually make a donation each year to the fire companies. So the fire companies aren't a line item in the town's budget. It's actually a donation that the municipalities make to the fire companies. And as you know, the economy's been bad in the last few years, so the towns don't have as much revenue as a result of abandoned or foreclosed properties, being behind on tax payments. So the towns don't have as much money to give. So there's been a decrease in the amount of those donations from the towns, which has caused the volunteers to actually have to increase their departmental fundraising.
And it can be costly to run a fire company, too. If an engine breaks down and can't be repaired, you're talking about $500,000 right there. The breathing apparatus used to be $900,000, now they're $5,000 each. So when you have equipment failure, that could theoretically place the effectiveness and even the survival of a fire company at a great risk.
You're absolutely correct. And, you know, I could tell you that the average fundraiser, say a beefsteak dinner, may take in as a profit $5,000 to $6,000 for the department. So that's one event that a lot of effort is put into, and one whole night of putting on the event, and that whole entire profit may only raise enough money to outfit one firefighter or to pay for one service of one fire truck. So it's a huge challenge.
Talking with Sussex County, New Jersey Fire Marshal Virgil Rome, SussexCountySheriff.com. We can learn more about his office and the rest of the Sheriff Department services, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. And, you know, of course, you listen, you've always seen on a frequent basis when it's warmer weather, hopefully dry weather too, the firefighters at the traffic light intersections with their bucket brigades, but they're looking for them to be filled with coins and not water. And it's you know, again, it's that may be a less of a costly way for companies to raise money, but nevertheless, Fire Marshal Rome, it does take time away or mandates a greater amount of time of the volunteers than maybe they initially thought they were going to have to provide when they signed up for duty.
That's true, Chris. And, you know, I can speak for myself that I joined my volunteer fire company to give back to my community. Now, I'm in a situation where I have no children, so I don't have the ball games to go to. I don't have the dance recitals to attend. And, you know, the fire service, the volunteer fire service, all started out with grabbing a bucket or a hose and running to help your neighbors in their time of need. What we've found, though, recently, and our own personal studies have validated this, that we're spending just as much time doing fundraising and working on things at the firehouse, trying to repair things ourselves, as the actual time that we're responding to fire calls or EMS calls. And the nationwide statistics on that is that it's getting close to 50%, and our Sussex County studies have been right on with that number. And, you know, the fire departments each have one night a week dedicated to the fire company. And when you sign up, you're basically told that one night a week you have to be there. And we've found over the last several years that it's increased from that one night a week, and it takes an awful lot of time away from these people that are volunteering. And that's not even considering the initial training for the position.
And there are some alternatives to the fundraising. For example, there's a fast food chain, Firehouse Subs, which has a program, but it's obviously very limited in how much they can give, and they can't give to everybody. It's basically an entry, a sort of contest type of situation. Or I think it was the Hamburg police who actually wind up getting a grant for a new radio system, which was around $50,000. There's the Length of Service Award programs that can pay out retirement benefits to eligible volunteers, but that's something long range. Another idea is to join the New Jersey State Firemen's Association, but as you pointed out, Fire Marshal Rome, that's for volunteers under the age of 45. So for Sussex County situation, there lies the problem how that's really not a good cause or a Band-Aid unless the recruitment goes up.
That's correct. The New Jersey State Firemen's Association is a wonderful organization, but their bylaws say that you have to apply for admission prior to turning 46 years of age. The benefit of being in the New Jersey Firemen's Association is that once you become eligible, you receive what they call a death benefit, which is a payout of approximately $11,000 to the family that will cover burial expenses. So that's the advantages there. You mentioned LOSAP. Most towns have LOSAP, which is similar to an IRA, where the towns dedicate a little bit of money that can go to each member that meets their attendance percentages for each year. And certainly over the course of volunteering for 20 or 25 or 30 years, whatever it is, that money can add up. And it is something that you can look forward to that will help you out.
Remember, we're talking with Fire Marshal for Sussex County, Virgil Rome, here on Issues and Ideas. Now, this isn't meant to dissuade you listening if you have the interest for serving your community in any way, shape, or form not to become a firefighter, because it is an obvious need in every part of society, whether it's in the working world, the volunteer world. It comes that point of change in generations where new blood is needed, and certainly local fire companies, especially since they are the majority of the volunteer fire companies are the vast majority of the service providers. Don't have the time to get into all the details. There's firefighter 1, 2, and 3 certifications, but overall, if someone wanted to take the first step, Fire Marshal, what type of time commitment would they have to get and offer just to go for that initial certification and to become part of the new blood for the local firefighter teams?
Okay, well, first I'd like to point out that there are alternatives. You could volunteer to be a firefighter. You could volunteer to be an EMT. You can volunteer to do fire police, which is directing traffic. You could volunteer even to just be a fire truck operator, say if you're a truck driver by trade and have that experience. Most fire departments have in their bylaws that within a certain amount of time after signing up, you attend training. In the case of firefighter, it would be what we call Firefighter 1, which is your basic entry-level fire school. And Firefighter 1 is run 3 times a year at our County Fire Academy, and it runs 2 nights per week for 2 of the classes and 3 nights a week for the 3rd class. And because of the amount of hours, which is between 180 and 200 hours, certainly you can understand that spreading that out 2 nights a week, 3 hours per night, that takes as long as 7 months to complete. So from the fire service, that's the initial investment, the desire or the ability to be able to invest 2 nights a week of your time to attend that basic training. And on a state level, that Firefighter 1 certificate is the only one that's required. Moving on up to Fire 2 or Fire 3, which are more advanced, or Firefighter 3, which is to become an officer, those are completely optional.
And if someone listening is interested, the best place to take the start is just to go to the local fire company and say, opportunity, schedule, here I am, what can I do?
Exactly. What we've noticed, and it's actually kind of humorous, but then again it isn't, is that there are a lot of our residents and citizens that don't even know that we are volunteer. There are a lot of people that move into the county that come from cities or states that have paid firefighters, and they just assume that we're paid in full time as well. So your best bet is to call your local fire department or stop in there anytime you see vehicles present and just ask, what do I have to do to join? And very few people would ever be turned away. Every department in the county needs and desires members, and being willing, able, and ready to help is all we're looking for.
There's the open door for you to knock on and to walk through. And if nothing else, even if it isn't something you're interested in doing, just stop in and say thank you for the men and women who are serving the community and risking their lives when the nasty stuff happens. But if this is something that you've desired or thought about or wondered about, quick and easy step, go to your local fire company and say, I would like to volunteer. What opportunities have you got for me? And when's the next training start? Learn more about the fire department and various fire departments throughout Sussex County, New Jersey. It's SussexCountySheriff.com. We've been joined this morning by the fire marshal for Sussex County, New Jersey, Fire Marshal Virgil Rome. Thanks so much for being here this morning.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for your help, Chris.